So Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and commanded him, saying to him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. From there take to yourself a wife from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, so that you may become a multitude of peoples. May he also give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your descendants with you, so that you may possess the land where you live as a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. Then Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take to himself a wife from there and that. When he blessed him, he commanded him, saying, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother had gone to Paddan Aram. So Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan displeased his father Isaac. And Esau went to Ishmael and married, besides the wives that he had, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaiah. Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he happened upon a particular place and spent the night there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and made it a support for his head, and lay down in that place.
Heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And then behold, the Lord was standing above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you. And to your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For what I have promised you.
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "The Lord is certainly in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So Jacob got up early in the morning and took the stone that he had placed as a support for his head and set it previously. I have set up as a memorial stone will be God's house, and of everything that you give me, I will assuredly give a tenth to you.